The Raleigh Cigarette Program from Hollywood, starring Red Skelton, with Oz and Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, and yours truly, Truman Bradley. Congratulations to the Cincinnati Board of Amalgamated Clothing Workers of America for sending 400,000 Raleigh cigarettes to their members in the service. Do you realize what that means? Somewhere in Egypt today, an American tank driver broke into a wide, happy grin that should have caused even the Sphinx to join in his smile. He had just received a package from home, a welcome carton of Raleigh cigarettes, a gift well chosen and well received. Because Raleigh's rich goodness is sealed in, safeguarded by a special, highly protective, moisture-proof wrap, an exclusive development that no other brand offers. This important Raleigh advantage ensures factory-fresh cigarettes in every pack to every smoker everywhere. The wise choice of millions of smokers. The pack with the coupon on the back, Raleigh Cigarettes. Playing People Like You and Me. And now we bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's brilliant young comedian, the star of our Raleigh Cigarette Show, brilliant. Red Skelton.
Thank you very much and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, Truman? Say, did you get over the party we had on Thanksgiving Day?
Yes, I did, Red. Another 2 days and I'll start eating again.
Yeah, boy, we really stuffed it in, didn't we? Yeah. Just feel my teeth. They're still hot.
Gee, wasn't that white meat good?
Yeah, I just love tuna, too, don't you?
Hiya, Red.
Hi, Harry.
Say, where did you get that delicious turkey?
Well, I won him in a raffle at Grumman's Chinese Theater.
Gee, you're pretty lucky.
Yeah, but all through the meal, he kept trying to put his footprints in the mashed potatoes.
Well, it certainly was a tasty bird.
Well, that's because I let him soak in wine for 2 nights.
You did?
Yeah, he got so stiff we had to stuff him with aspirins.
Well, kidding aside, that turkey, did you have trouble getting him, Red?
No, Mr. Raleigh, the sponsor, he went out and came back with 3 turkeys.
3 turkeys?
Yeah.
Where'd he get them? Hollywood Boulevard Meat Market?
No, up on Hollywood Boulevard.
I whistled at a girl once.
You did, Ozzy?
Yeah, she was with her mother.
Did she whistle back?
Well, I don't know. Before she could even pucker up, her mother and I were at the Palladium.
Say, Red, weren't the butcher stores crowded with people?
Crowded? I put my hand on the counter to steady myself, and something went chop.
What happened?
Well, the lady next to me says, my, aren't the pig knuckles small this year?
It was a swell dinner, though, Red.
Yeah, how'd you like that stuffing? I bet you never tasted like anything like that before, huh?
Nope, never did. What a novel idea, chopping up old Christmas neckties.
Yeah.
And that coffee you served had me stumped, Red. What was in it?
Well, I wasn't able to get any coffee, so I brewed up some Mexican jumping beans.
So that's what it was, huh?
Yeah, it was all right, but every time I hiccup, I change places with a turkey.
Say, that was some girl you brought to the party.
Yeah.
But I didn't like the way you danced with her. What was she, a jitterbug?
No, she wasn't a jitterbug. Her garter broke and hit her under the chin.
Really a nice party. We certainly scared that pet parrot of yours.
Yeah, the old parrot watched us eat for a while and finally started pacing up and down the cage saying, thank heavens I'm inside of this thing.
Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition and we'll all stay free. Praise the Lord and swing into position. Can't afford to sit around a-wishing. Praise the Lord, we're all between perdition and the deep blue sea. Yes, the sky pilot said it. You gotta give him credit for a son of a gun of a gunner was he. Shouting, praise the Lord, we're on a mighty mission. All aboard, we're not a-going fishing. Praise the Lord, pass the ammunition and we'll all stay free.
Down went the gunner, A bullet was his fate. Down went the gunner, and then the gunner's mate.
Up jumped the sky pilot, gave the boys a look, and manned the gun himself as he laid aside the book.
Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition, and we'll all stay free. Praise the Lord and swing into position. Can't afford to sit around a wishing. Praise the Lord, we're all between perdition and the deep blue sea. Yes, the sky pilot said it. You gotta give him credit, for a son of a gunner was he. Shout and praise the Lord, we're on a mighty mission. All aboard, we're not a-going fishing. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition, and we'll all stay free.
Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition, sung by Harriet and Ozzy.
Say, Red, What are you having different people do tonight?
Well, I think at some time or other, everybody has made the statement, everything happens to me. So tonight, let's look in on a policeman who's having his troubles with one of those night owls in a park who's feeding the squirrel.
All right, boy, don't growl, don't growl. Here's a nice nut for you, Mr. Bushytail. Oh, you don't like nuts, huh? Well, I'll crack it with my teeth and eat it myself. No wonder he didn't like it. It was a rock. Uh-oh, here comes a cop.
Sure, it's a nice day, isn't it?
Yeah, sure is, Officer. That's what I like about California. The sun always shines. In fact, there's so much sunshine, they have to build big dams to hold it back.
You know, I've been watching you. Why do you only feed that one squirrel?
Well, the others don't have the ration books with them. I'm trying to fatten them up.
Yeah, what for?
Well, you can't get materials anymore, so I figure in a couple of weeks, he'll be just ripe enough to fix the elbow of my wife's fur coat.
Your wife's fur coat, huh?
Yeah, the elbow's beginning to look like the top of Jim Farley's head.
Yeah, you can't swipe no squirrels out of this park, see?
I can't?
No.
You mean I gotta bring my wife's coat back?
Now look. Well, did you ever? Why don't you go over to the zoo and steal a leopard and whip her up a sport coat,
too, huh? No. I tried that once. You see my right hand?
No.
Yeah, that leopard didn't even bother to put ketchup on it.
You know something? I think you're a moron.
Listen, them's fighting words where I come from.
Why?
We're all morons.
Sure, I ought to give you a ticket. Where do you live?
Now, let's not get nosy, bub.
Well, being nosy is my job.
Yeah, and you certainly got the tool for it, too.
Well, I've heard enough. Come on, get going. Don't let me catch you back in this park again. And put that squirrel down.
That ain't no squirrel. I'm wearing a mustache.
Oh, yeah? Well, why is your mustache wagging its tail, huh?
I got a nervous twitch.
Now, look, put that squirrel down.
Look at him go, boy. I ought to punch you in the nose.
Yeah. What did you say?
I'd say I ought to punch you in the nose, not do it too, if I wasn't bigger than you.
Yeah? Well, it so happens that I am bigger than you.
Well, that's another good reason.
Well, I've stood enough.
Yeah? Hey, who are you calling
I'm
up?
I'm going to call the wagon. That's what I locked you up.
Oh, share the ride stuff, huh?
Oh, I forgot. Today's the beginning of gas rationing. I'm going to make you walk.
Oh, no, you don't. Call the wagon, bub. I'm a taxpayer. Call wagon number two.
Number two? What?
Yeah, I always meet my wife in wagon number one.
You will walk.
Now, I'll bet you a dollar I don't.
Come on, before I put a lump on your head so big it'll take you 10 minutes to comb your hair.
Well, I'll bet you $10 you don't. Okay, hand me a comb and time me.
Here we have Clem, the fellow from the country. He believes that everything in the world has happened to him, and he's on his way to see his girl, Daisy June. Well, here I am. I got plenty of nothing. Right between my ears, too. I bet I'd be a lot smarter if people stopped scrunching out cigarette butts against my head. See, everything happens to me. First my pig dies and then my cow goes dry. Now my chicken won't lay an egg or else you'll bring back an empty shell. To top everything off, today my pet skunk died, I think. Oh, there's a guy lighting a Raleigh. I think I'll ask. Hey, Bubs, you got a cigarette?
Why, Bill Snuffbucket, I knew I'd find you someday. Where's my pig?
Here, take your hand off of my Adam's apple. What are you trying to do, squeeze the seed out of it? I'll let go.
Not until I punch you in the nose.
Here. Hey, what's the idea of hitting me? I ain't Bill Snuffbucket.
You get up, Oh, I'm sorry, Bub. I thought you was Bill Snuffbucket.
No.
Did I hurt you?
Oh, no. I just tied this knot in my spine to remember something.
Say, I'm awful sorry I punched you in the nose.
Oh, that's all right. I'll have it back in shape as soon as I find a pair of pliers.
Gotcha, I made your nose bleed.
Oh, that's all right. I was figuring on giving all my blood to the Red Cross anyway.
All your blood? How would you stay alive?
Who's alive?
Well, ain't you alive?
I don't know. On my birth certificate, it says, could be.
Well, I want to apologize for mistaking you for Bill Snuffbucket.
Gee, I can't get over it. Another guy looks like me. Boy, this world's sure in an awful shape, ain't it? Well, so long. This is where my girl lives. I gotta hurry. I'll be late for supper. Bye.
Hello, Clem.
Well, Daisy.
Help with the supper dishes.
Oh, you've eaten? Great ball of fire. Another day wasted away. You've eaten?
Yeah. Ain't you?
No, and boy, am I hungry.
Is your stomach a-growling?
Growling nothing. It just bit me.
Well, you help me with the dishes, and I'll fix you a little something to eat.
Okay, I'll gather up a few of the dishes, Daisy Jane. So old.
Clem, did you break a dish?
Meow. Meow.
Oh, now, Clem, you ain't fooling me none.
That's funny. That little kid on the radio says it always works. Say, Daisy June, there's something I want to ask you, and I don't know how, but, could I have a lock of your hair?
Why, this is so sudden, Clem. What you want it for?
Scrub the pots. We're all out of steel wool.
Broken dish. Okay. Give me the broom off in the back porch, will
okay,
you?
I'll do that little thing for you. Oh, let's see. Where's the broom? Uh-oh, somebody's coming up the back walk. Hey, what do you want? Advance and be pulverized. Who are you? You going to tell me who you are, or am I going to have to run for my life? Hey, what do you want?
Could you tell me where 523 Del Rue Street is?
What are you staring at?
Well, Bill Snuffbucket.
Here, let go of my ear.
I knew I'd find you.
Look, old man, this is developing into a habit. I'm Clem, don't you remember? The goon you hit while ago.
Yes, I'm sure sorry. But you know, you look just like old Snuffbucket.
Mm-hmm. I won't for long, though, will I? Brother, I am aging but fast.
Now, look, I'm going to be in town for a week.
You?
And just so this don't happen again,
mm-hmm.
here, you wear my old Wilkie button. Wear it on your shirt like this.
What shirt? Hey, if you're looking for 523 Del Rue Street, this is it. But you better go around the front or Daisy June will take a pot shot at you.
Okay, thanks.
Cam, what you doing? I'm making that brew?
No, I was just talking to a guy out here.
Who was it?
Oh, so, this is probably him now. I'll open the door. Hello.
Well, Phil Snuffer.
Let go of my lip, will you? Let go of my lower lip. I said let go of it, not trample on it.
I've got you at last, Bill Snuffbuck.
Hey, wait a minute. It's me, Clem. See my Wilkie button?
Politics ain't going to help you. Take that. And that.
Oh, well. I can always take my ears and press them in a book.
Oh, wait a minute. You're the same fella.
Oh, sure.
Sorry, I thought you was Bill Snuffbucket.
Glad I met you. I thought I was the only goon in the world.
Well, don't be so silly. Bill's been dead for nigh on to 3 years.
Well, has he?
Yeah.
Well, maybe that explains resemblance.
Yeah.
Hey, this is a shame. He was a nice fella, too.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be going. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Shalom. Good riddance. Hey, Daisy June, give me a helping of those Raleigh cigarettes, will you? I'm going home.
You don't feel like eating, huh?
No, I don't.
Well, I'll just kiss you on the forehead, then.
Okay.
That's funny. I can't find your forehead, Clem.
I know. I never grew one. Thanks a lot for the cigarette, Daisy June. I'll be seeing you. See, I ain't such a bad guy. Why do I have to have all the trouble? Now I ain't got a match to light my Raleigh. Maybe this guy sitting on the curb got one. Pardon me, mister. You got a match?
Well, Bill...
Get away from here. Let me alone, will you? Thank goodness he couldn't catch me. It sure is funny. That guy keeps mistaking me for Bill Snuffbucket. I think I'll just take a look in the mirror and see who I really am. Well, what do you know? Bill Snuffbucket. Deadeye thinks that everything happens to him. Right now, he's having a little trouble with his old faithful horse. Whoa! Whoa! Oh, come on, horse! Whoa!
a jitterbug, huh?
Bird dead eyes. I live and breathe.
Well.
Now, why did you bring that horse in my tobacco shop?
Well, I want to get rid of him. He's too sway back.
Too sway back?
Yeah, every time I ride him, I got to hold his stomach up with my hand so it don't scrape.
Why don't you turn him in for glue?
No, that's no good. Every time I mention glue, he turns pasty. You ain't seen wonderful around, have you? Say, maybe you'd like to have the horse, huh?
Well, okay. Tell you what, Dad, I'll swap you.
Yeah?
Give me the horse, and I'll give you a pack of Raleigh cigarettes.
What?
Sure. Raleigh cigarettes offer you not just one, not just two, but three definite advantages found in no other cigarette. Now, check up point for point. Now, what do you feed this horse?
Well, oats. Plenty of nice silver oats.
Oh, but Raleigh's give you the more golden tobaccos. Oh. Tobaccos any expert will tell you are choicer, more expensive. Compare Raleigh's with any other brand. You'll see the outstanding difference instantly.
Well, no, I don't know. This horse is 21 years old.
Yeah,
you know.
But Raleigh's give you an exclusive blend of 31 of these more golden tobaccos for a more distinctive flavor. A smoothness and mildness found in no other cigarette.
I don't know. I might be getting gypped, you know, only 20 cigarettes for a horse like that.
Oh, but Raleigh's also give you valuable coupons, redeemable for dozens of luxury premiums, war stamps, or cash. 0.75 cents each. That's 1.5 times the recently added cigarette tax. Compare Raleigh's point for point with any other brand.
Okay, you've convinced me, but I'll ask the horse first. How do you feel about it, horse? What do you think? Wonder what that means.
That means it pays in many ways to get the pack with the coupon on the back, Raleigh Cigarettes.
Then we have a lady and her little boy. She thinks her job taking care of Junior is about the hardest thing in the world. So, Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be the mean little kid.
Junior? Junior, where are you?
Here I am, Mommy, standing by the canary cage with a baseball bat.
With a baseball bat?
Yeah, I put me widow finger in the cage, and he bit me. Just wait till he sticks his widow head out of that cage. Oh,
Junior, throw that baseball bat away.
Hmm?
Do you hear me? Throw it away.
Okay. Them French doors aren't very solid, is they, Mommy? Oh, look, here comes the kitty cat. Come here, Patty. Come here, Patty.
Junior, stop crawling along on your hands and knees.
Hey, look, I'm a cat. I will carry him like he were a kitten.
Junior, spit that cat out. Now, look, I had enough trouble out of you today. Now, you go to your room, lock yourself in, and bring me the key.
Okay. Now, he ought to know better than that.
Oh, you've got me so mixed up, I don't know whether I'm coming or going.
Poor old Mummy, he really beat.
What do I have to do to make you mine?
Oh, I don't know. Make me an offer. I'm willing to arbitrate.
Junior, how would you like a banana split with Tutti Frutti ice cream and marshmallows and cherries and walnuts and hot butterscotch sauce?
Boy, oh boy, with an egg on top?
Yes.
No, I'm too rich. I think I go play with me toy airplane.
No, Junior.
Now, you let me play with a plane or I would tell.
You'll tell what?
I would tell everybody that when you put your face on in the morning, you ain't kidding.
That's not true. Well, your father thinks my skin is just like a baby.
A baby what?
Oh, dear. Now, who could that be?
Now, I'll go see. I'll go see somebody at the door. We got company.
Oh, now what happened? Get up off the floor.
Who tied my shoestrings together? Well, I would let her in, open the door, and she... Well, Bill Snuffbutter. Welcome to Agony House.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, it's you.
Yeah.
Does your mother know you're unshackled?
Yes, she does. Hey, it's mighty cold. Come in.
Oh, thank you, Junior.
Yeah.
Gosh, my feet are cold.
Well, could I give you a hot foot or something? You look kind of pale. Would you like a little nip?
Why, yes, I could stand a little...
Ow, my leg! Boy, when I say nip, I mean nip.
Hello, Mr. Oliphant. You came to collect for the aid.
Yeah. Yes, I did. Here's another dozen.
Some of them are cracked, Mummy.
No, they aren't.
He don't know me very well, does he, Paul?
Junior, did you you break those eggs. Now you're going to get it.
Oh, you hit me. You broke me with a collarbone. You broke me.
What you're holding happens to be your Adam's apple.
Yep, I knew I would find out what it was.
Go and play. Go
okay,
on.
Okay.
Oh, dear. Now what's he doing? What's that noise, Junior?
I'm playing airplane. I have to make a runway in the carpet with Pop the Electric Razor.
Junior! Don't play with that razor!
Why not?
Well, you might cut your finger off and dull the blade.
Yeah.
Now, you just go put that razor back in the bathroom.
Okay, okay. I will put the razor back. I wonder how long I have to wash my face with hair tonic before I can shave. Hey, maybe I have grown a beard already. I wonder if I got that 5 o'clock shadow. No, it's more like a half past 3 fudge. I will climb up on the sink and look into the mirror. Ooh, ooh, I'm slipping. So is the mirror. Ooh. A fine place to put soap in a soap dish.
Junior, what happened?
Meow, meow.
Oh, that darn cat is getting more like Junior every day.
It always Boy, sometimes I wish we had 2 cats, and then I could really let myself go. Oh, look. I do believe I got a mustache. No, that's blueberry pie. Well, I would shave it off anyway. The old razor don't know the difference. Now, first I would lock a bathroom door, because I don't want to have any of them 40-cent tourists butting in on me. Now, I will pick myself up. Oh, gee, boy, I sure got funny-looking eyebrows. They look just like quotation marks. Unquote. Oh, boy, look at me now. If I ain't a funny looking little fella, I look like an egg with teeth. Oh, boy, I gotta get them eyebrows back on. They were swell shock absorbers when I peeped through keyholes. I better paste them on before Mummy sees me. I will get it good, boy. Now, let's see. There's some goop in the medicine chest here, and I will paste some of Mummy's false hair on. Yeah, I look more patriotic this way. D for victory! I don't like me this way. Hey, Mummy, I lost the eyebrows. I lost the eyebrows. Oh, the door won't open. Help, Mummy, I lock it.
What's the matter?
Why don't you pay attention? I can't get out of the bathroom. The door's stuck.
Oh, honestly, Junior, one would think you came from a family of imbeciles.
Yeah, she really asking for it today, ain't she?
Hmm? When you get out of that bathroom, I'm going to spank you.
Where are you
going to
spank me, Mummy? A new location, or are you going to do business for the same old firm?
Oh, Junior, let's try the door. I'll pull on the handle.
Okay. I wonder what would happen if I took the screws out of the doorknob. Yeah. Now pull hard, Mummy.
Ow!
What happened, Mummy, dear?
Well, the doorknob came off in my hand. I can't understand it.
But we can't we, folks?
Oh, now how are we going to take a bath? There's no lock on the bathroom door.
Well, there's only one thing to do.
What?
Everybody in the family learn to whistle.
That man you're trying to find a Christmas gift for, does he smoke a pipe?
After every pipe smoker's name on your Christmas list, write a full pound of Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco. It's the quality pipe tobacco of America. In its special, colorful new Christmas gift package, Sir Walter Raleigh will make a big hit with any pipe smoker because it's the choice of men everywhere who know quality smoking. It's perfect for men in service, too, because Sir Walter Raleigh is an outstanding favorite in the Army and Navy, Marines and Coast Guard. There's no finer gift for any pipe smoker than Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
Congratulations to station WOD in Grand Rapids, Michigan, for its increased power, which, along with all the other stations on NBC, will bring you Red Skelton and Company next Tuesday night at this same time. Meanwhile, listen to the Tommy Dorsey Show tomorrow night over this same network. And now, here's Red Skelton with a suggestion you'll all want to do something about.
Folks, next Monday is December the 7th. Let's put 100% of our salary that we earn that day into war bonds. Not just 10%, but let's give the works. Let's make the Axis remember Pearl Harbor.
Goodbye now. Thanks for listening.
That's Calvin is heard on this program through the courtesy of the House of Golden Air Studios. Truman Bradley speaking. This program has been broadcast to the armed forces overseas. And it's come to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.